Hey, 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 let's get right into it. Hi, I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. That's the name of the show. We also talk about healthy aging, body, mind, spirit. Thank you, listeners, for calling in. It's an honor and a privilege to have you. We have breakthrough information always. Today on the political scene, what's going on in the world by a young rising star, female. And then one of the great forecasters will talk about weather disasters, Trump, and so we'll cover it. First guest, let's get right to it. Alejandra Campoverde.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
I know you got a crowd of people there waiting for you, so we're just going to take 3 or 4 minutes and get this real quick, okay? I want to just tell our listeners that you are a rising star. You grew up out of poverty, immense poverty, and you were a government assistance for a number of things, and then you got scholarship and money help to go to USC, to Harvard, and then you worked for Obama for 4 years. Quick comment on that.
Yes, you know, for me, I'm running for Congress right now in the election tomorrow on April 4th to represent the 34th District here in Los Angeles. And like you said, you know, these issues that are on the table right now, they're not theoretical to me. I understand firsthand because these are the experiences that I grew up in, just how much is at stake. At the same time, I worked in Washington. I spent 4 years in the Obama White House, the first 4 years. And so I know how to hit the ground running for our community in a way that, you know, we absolutely need. We don't have a moment to waste right now to make sure that our voices are heard in Washington and represented.
Right. I know you're a Democrat, but you have a lot of progressive ideas, and that our show is all about progressive ideas. But real quick, one last question about Trump. What do you see us doing, and what can we do to, you know, turn this around? Because this man's doing all kinds of crazy stuff, as you know, as you said.
Well, the first thing is we need to make sure and get out to vote. And this is a perfect example. Tomorrow is a special election that's supposed to be a very low turnout. And this is a seat in U.S. Congress. There's a lot of issues. And health care is one of the ones, you know, that I know is very important to your listeners and to me as well. I come from a family that has 3 generations of breast cancer and been fighting this issue our whole life. And I also know that the Affordable Care Act, you know, is something that has been at risk. And something that we need to make sure progress to protect the progress we've made, but also to make sure to expand on that progress. And so right now we have to keep this drumbeat going. And the community has done such a great job of holding folks accountable in town halls and making sure that we're letting people know this is about people. And this is about our everyday lives, life and death for a lot of families. And so we can keep that drumbeat going by making your voice heard at the ballot box, as well as making sure that we keep all of this attention in media and on the most important issues. And that's something else that I really want to fight to do. I have a background in media as well, working in the Los Angeles Times and working in Univision. And we need to use every megaphone possible to fight for our community. And that's what I want to do. So hopefully folks are galvanized to come out tomorrow and show support.
Well, just a couple words, I'll let you go. I have a book by Gary Noel. He's the owner of this station, and he's one of the most famous people in the world. It's an encyclopedia for healing. And in it, there's information about breast cancer. I'm going to bring that to you. And listeners, I am working on a campaign. This woman is going to you're going to hear her name more and more. She's moving up the ladder fast. Alejandra, thank you very much. I know you got a bunch of senior citizens waiting to hear you talk.
Thank you so much for having me on. And thank you for all the work you do, Bobby.
Thank you. You're the best. We're on your corner. Bye. Thank you so much, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Very good. She had a group of people waiting for her. We're doing this show on pre-recording, and it was a little late today. Some things happened, but that's okay. I wanted to have her on for 10 or 12 minutes, but we did a quickie here. Now, let's a couple announcements, and then we'll get our next guest. We'll move a little fast here. I wanted to let our listeners know that the next few shows we have Monday, April the 10th, Dr. Joyce Johnson, well-known for longevity. She's helped. Well, along with some other doctors, they have put together a blood chemistry test that can tell you your future, whether you have cancer, other diseases, and what's happening. And then from there, you could take it and try to avoid getting that particular disease that you may have. And then the next few weeks, we have stem cells and all the newest breakthrough information about how that can help you. It's a great thing of the future. We also have another show coming up on mushrooms, and that's going to be about people don't realize how important mushrooms are to our health. All right, now here's the number for your listeners to call. If they don't have a computer, they're not near one, they can call this number and hear this show or any show on Progressive Radio Network. We're number one in the world now. We just became number one a couple weeks ago on of all radio stations, including FM and AM. And Gary Noll's show is number one in the world. His show is on every week, 5 days a week on this station, Progressive Radio Network. Remember that name. You're going to hear it more and more and more. The number to call to hear the show on your phone is 641-793-7171. Okay, let's get to our guest. At the end of the show, I'll give us some more numbers out, more information, but I want to get to her. This is our guest is Darshini. She's a forecaster. I met her a few years ago. She had just did a lot of predictions in Europe of possible disasters, and she was 90-95% correct. This woman is amazing. She's been on our show once before, and she's as good a forecaster as I've ever met, and I've met some great ones because I'm really into the whole thing of intuition and the future and giving. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the show, Darshini. How are you?
Fine, thank you, and thank you, Bobby, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you because your information is timeless. It's just wonderful. It's real, and it works. So let's get to the first issues. First of all, we're going to talk about four things that I like to talk about, but you can talk about anything you want. Number one, we're going to talk about weather. We're going to talk about disasters. We're going to talk about the economy. And finally, what are we going to do about Trump? So let's get to work. You go ahead and take about 5 or 10 minutes on the first any of those issues that you want to talk about. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, if people are interested, Bobby, I do every year a prediction for the coming year. So I know regarding the weather, unfortunately, and I'll say unfortunately, I've been pretty accurate. We'll go over the weather now, and we're also facing the Midwest is going through a lot of tornadoes, which unfortunately the areas I more or less indicated on flooding. The blizzards that happened in February happened as well, which was even worse, and I said 10 to 12 feet of snow and more, and that happened, unfortunately, again. So last year it was all about the, not the tsunamis, but, we'll talk about earthquakes in a minute. But basically we had a lot of weather extremes, and even though the El Nino was meant to happen, this is actually where I said in California that there will be more rain, and we have had more rain in California, which we're going to have more, by the way. We're going to see quite a bit more storms in the Midwest to the corridor in the way of tornadoes. As I said a long time ago, there is no more really middle corridor in America regarding tornadoes. It is moving east, not west so much as east. And unfortunately, that is happening. We are seeing far more flooding in Texas and the tornado system there as well. So there's a lot more coming in, unfortunately. And this is just in America. I mean, in the cyclones I saw, and again, the hurricanes, which is very unusual, I thought, was in the West Coast. I predicted three, and they did happen. So it's all these different weather patterns that we are being affected, which I'm tempted to say something a bit more derogatory. Certain people in the government actually believe there's no global warming, but this is a product of global warming. So it's really sad, and there's more details on that. And part of it is also we're going through a not only a personal energy change within ourselves, and that's what one of the books is about, is identifying signs. There's over 300, only a few of the signs. But it's really about a renewal of the earth, and energy is tied to everything, and we are energy. So basically, what we're seeing is also an increase in earthquake activity, which, of course, a lot of people wanted to know, if I leave California, am I leaving because there's a great one coming, the big one? I did leave California, but it wasn't because of just that. But it isn't yet, so Californians, you don't need to worry yet. But as I unfortunately predicted, that in the last few years, it has been that there will be far more larger earthquakes, where we used to, at time, about not even 5-6 years ago, a 6.0 was a huge earthquake, but now it's nothing. It's not exactly passé, but very much not as looked upon as we're getting. And I said we're going to be seeing more high 7s, 8s, and 9s. And unfortunately, we are seeing that. Nothing in the California, but it's really, there is definitely seismic activity building. So please be, know about that and be prepared. I don't want to be Debbie Doomed disaster here, as Bobby, I think you know, but I do believe in being proactive and having information at your fingertips. That's the only reason why I put out the predictions every year. It's for you to be proactive and know that you should protect yourself against certain disasters. We are going to have far more rain coming more in July in the Midwest than anything else, and I hate to say this, it's really going to affect Texas a lot. Even in the Panhandle so much as more into the central areas where there's going to be a huge corridor of more tornadoes. And I said, unfortunately, they're going to come in large clusters. So this is going to happen as well.
You can continue where you're at, but about New York and back east, we have a lot of listeners there because that's where the station is. Can you say something about the eastern area, New York City and thereabouts?
Yeah, actually, and I said this, what I call a drop H in activity. Now, California is getting a lot of earthquakes, but I will say that it's what I call a drop H is really the Midwest on a lower bar is getting activity, but don't be surprised. And this is just outside New York. You're going to see a 5.2 earthquake, and it's not exactly Connecticut, but it's up north, and you're going to see a bit more seismic activity. Now, you will encounter there'll be far more, and again, unfortunately, I predicted this last few years, hurricanes. Now, the more on the activity is that Florida will get hit more on the northern end of Florida, not Orlando, but a bit further up in the Carolinas as well. And one will make landfall around about NF2. So I hate to say it'll start dying down, but that one is pretty dangerously close to even into New Jersey. It kind of rolls, and you're going to see about 3, maybe 4. That's kind of a lower level hurricane, but it will hit. New York will get hit not exactly with a hurricane, but I'm looking at about November, where it's going to have an activity which is kind of outside what I'm seeing. I'm not a meteorologist, never claimed to be, but I'm seeing some activity that's going to be where, again, I saw the flooding a few years ago on that one, and that will be Staten Island. All of those coastal areas will get inundated again. Not as bad, I will say that, not as bad, but it will get inundated. So please be careful, and that's in November. There's a particularly nasty storm that's coming in, and it'll kind of brush New Jersey, the top of New Jersey coast, but it will really head more into New York and then kind of meander up to the north. So we're seeing a bit more of a shift of more, I wouldn't say violent activity, but there is far more heavier weather in the eastern area. So earthquakes in that. You will see, surprisingly, a tornado activity touching Pennsylvania. And these are F1s, F2s, but any activity is bad. But it is something that it is going to be more prevalent, that you're seeing far more activity coming towards the East Coast, I'm afraid. I do see a small, it's like a water spout, but it is hitting somewhere on the coastal area into kind of New York, upper New York. And again, this is an imbalance of all these high-pressure systems coming in and warm air, cold air. And I said before, we, all these years I've been saying that we're going to be hitting and exceeding record heat and record cold, which we did actually beat the record cold on certain areas. But I hate to say it, we're going to see a lot more high temperatures, from higher temperatures even from the Midwest to the East Coast. So I'm sorry to say about that.
Yes, okay. Now, just for our listeners that came in a little late, this is Darshini speaking here on Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. Her predictions have been 90-95% accurate. She, a few years ago in Europe, she did that, and it was amazing. The disasters and weather predictions were right on the number. And she's been on our show before, and she's got a good feel of this country because she lives here now in the United States. Darshini's really great. And Darshini, I want to... There's some more things we want to talk about, the economy, climate change, Trump, and what's going to happen there. But first, before I forget, tell your listeners about your annual predictions that you, where they can get a hold of your information, and then we can say that at the end again.
Sure. They can go on YouTube. They just put Darshini in Spirit. And I've got about 240, could be higher now, predictions on it. But every year I do one. I did one. I put out this year's predictions in December, and they're already about the terrorist acts that came true already. There was Florida 12/6, Germany, actually. I had said about Germany that there was going to be, Belgium, there's going to be quite a few, 3 to 4, actually, in the marketplaces, and that was in December, and, of course, unfortunately, in Antwerp, there was on March 23rd, they drove into a crowd. I said Paris will still have attacks, and there's going to be a lot more aggressive terrorist action in West in London. And of course, on 322, unfortunately, just recently, a few weeks ago, it happened on Westminster Bridge. So we're seeing far more. There, so it kind of covers the world, Bobby. So I try and cover as much, but my first ones were like 3-4 hours. But this one I try to keep just near an hour. But it is about, other than terrorists, again, it's all over the world. We are going to have more terrorist action here. And after May, we're going to see it more in America. And it seems, and this is what I'm seeing, that there is going to, and this is in the 2017 predictions, that there's going to be, there's a new guy who's been elected into, I think it's the Taliban, not ISIS, but he's not the top guy. He's going to kind of a mid-level guy, but he's really, really over the top. He's really pushing the cells, and these are cells in America. It's more 3 to 12 people cells, and they're really trying to undermine, other than the economy, Trump as well, but in anything to unbalance things. So these are lone wolves as well included. And so that will happen more in May. Then there is the others are more larger cells of 3 to 12 to 15, 20. They're operating more in Europe that I see. So, but he's really trying to instigate a kind of front to get their name out again. And it's more the Taliban more than anything else now.
Darshini, when you said May, you're talking about next month.
Yes,
the terrorist activity. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, and those are the predictions just on a little bit, but all the in-depth ones are there. And even though it's, I start saying America, I start going all over the place. It depends where my radar goes. But I will say, we'll jump to Trump quickly here, and I've said this in several lectures since December, maybe even before, but basically I will warn people, and in a way I hope I'm wrong, but let's see, I don't think so. Around about May 13 onwards, but it's May 15th, Trump will get hit. The whispers start in the media on May 13th, but unfortunately... or fortunately, it depends how you see it, but quite frankly, you don't want to destabilize the economy. That's all I'm looking at. But Trump, there will be some devastating news, which is a personal thing on Trump alone, not the government, but the Trump and that will hit on May 15th this year. In July, I will say that because of the government's kind of push and agenda, personal agenda, it starts to fold. The government, Trump government, actually starts, in a way, imploding somewhat. And some, because of his important agenda-driven programs in the economy, the stocks and shares reflect with a no confidence in the existing government. So even though people are saying, oh, this is great, this is fantastic, you know, those people really have to realize it's being driven by a false high, by certain manipulator people who are manipulating the stocks. And I'm doing I'm not giving people a conspiracy theory. It's basic logic here. The people in charge are in Goldman Sachs and everything else. They are actually keeping it at a level. Now, when they want to, when they raise it to a certain level, they will dump all the stocks and switch the market to a downtrend, and they're going to be multi-billionaires, not millionaires, multi-billionaires, because they actually know they can control stocks and shares. So you have to be very careful. Don't get overconfident with your stocks and shares. Have a widespread and a variety. Make sure that all your money is in FDIC-backed banks, and obviously only to the limit. Be wise about what your you know, your own personal financial wealth is. But July is going to see a downfall, okay? Now, in August, round about August mid-ish, it's actually end of July to August, more or less the first week, maybe the 7th of August, I see that Trump will close the Mexican borders. And this is his way of manipulating the pressure on the Mexican government to pay for the wall, which is really going nowhere. And needless to say, since there is so much produce being imported into America, it's going to have a reverberating effect with the stocks. And they're going to take a deep dive, but don't expect it immediately, which is the strange thing. After about 1 or 2 days, he'll start doing his usual announcements and saying, you know, this is a strong economy, and not everybody is going to actually believe what you say. They've got brains. They're going to start thinking on their own and realizing that it's not dependent on what he says. You have to find the backup on it. And the backup is that it is going to hurt the economy. So within 2 to 3 days, the economy will start reflecting this, and it has devastating effects. And it's a long-reaching effect with the association with the Mexican government. So he is forced to back up off eventually and repair that bad decision he made earlier. But again, as I said, it will have a lasting effect. But there again, we can't control other people, but you can control your own economy. And that's what I'd like the listeners to remember. And that's the only reason why I teach classes or lecture or do meetings, whatever. It's to empower the individual that you have the right. And this is another thing that's going to happen, mostly in America, but in different countries due to their own governments. By the way, Germany is going to go through quite a devastation. They're usually the kind of the main flagpole for Europe, but they are going to start faltering. And by about late July, August, they're going to fall because there's going to be a lot of citizen backlash in Germany, and that will unfortunately have a domino effect, and the economy will fall again. And there's some other predictions there. But regarding for us, it's going to have all kinds of other reverberating effects where people are realizing that it's all about the talk and nothing about the actual, I can do it. So it's really sad that the individuals in America who are hardworking people aren't going to benefit from the so-called huge stocks and shares and the higher economy in that way. But really be careful about it and analyze. Trust your intuition as much as you can. But don't go too crazy and thinking, oh, wow, it's great, it's fantastic. But it's, you know, remember there's so much of a ceiling before it pops. And that's what I would love you to, if you don't remember anything from this lecture, please, or the interview, is please, please remember that. Not that there is, you can't control that.
Darshini, I'm keeping track. I've been taking notes here of all your predictions because they are accurate. And
Thank you.
For listeners that are just tuning in, this is Darshini speaking. She's, in my opinion, one of the elite forecasters of the world at the highest level at making predictions that hit 90, 95%. And she's given us a whole map of things going on here. And this is Bobby Elias with Let's Create a Better World. It's our show. Next question I wanted to ask you, if you could, and of course you can speak on anything you want, but climate change, people are asking about that, and then I have another big question after that one, climate change. Talk to us about climate change.
We touched on it, right, earlier, and they could hopefully listen to your whole show, and then hear that. But unfortunately, the La Nina year that we're coming into, we are in at the moment, unfortunately, is another byproduct of climate change, which, you know, it's horrifying, and I know to practically all the listeners on your radio show will be horrified that this current administration is more or less walking backwards and destroying any good work regarding gas emissions, et cetera, that they're more or less in total denial because they're not representing the industries who are backing them, to be honest. I don't know if you agree with that, Bobby.
I do. I understand what you're saying. That makes sense.
Yeah, so basically they're going to walk backwards with certain issues that we should be really pushing through here and not destroying that. But I hate to say Greenland is going to be coming within the next 2 to 3 years, I hate to say this. Greenland is going to be at a crisis point. It's kind of tipping now. There's a lot of other, you know, we're meant to be seeing glaciers refreeze, but they're shrinking so fast that they've never done that. On another book called The Epoch Succession, I have really, one day I'll get it out. It's been a crazy few years here, but that one does cover about what I see that's going to happen in the future regarding our environment, not just America I'm talking about, because really we are codependent upon every other microcosm climate in the rest of the world. Agreed?
Right, absolutely.
Right. Unfortunately, we can't control other people's climate, even the Amazon, which is so dependent. We are so dependent on the renewable air, but unfortunately that's been devastated. So there's going to be some other natural disasters that are going to happen in the next few years that will kind of put not Earth into a crisis point, but it's near enough that we have to wake up and not mobilize, and that's what I was talking about, is this year and next year is going to be quite crucial with a lot of protesters, and I get worried because I can understand their frustration and anger, but when you protest and because of terrorism, nothing's being done. And there's other racial issues that he is kind of propagating, which is so sad. It doesn't, and I already said this 2 years ago in the predictions that racism will be increasing. And it is hard to, how can I say that, to see, you know,
change.
Not control it. You can't control it. But the thing is, this is why I'm seeing far more mass protests and more government control on protesting, which is ridiculous, you know, that this is a free country. So it's really sad. But not all in the government agree with him. I will say that I see. And there's going to be a lot of, not exactly infighting, but definite groups. There are three groups splitting. And within the Republican Party, let alone the Democratic, but the Republican, that they're splitting into three main groups where they're really even attacking the government at the moment. This starts really happening again. After May is a very crucial area. A lot of things are going to start, it's as if intensifying. But by June, July, you'll see that separation of groups where the ones who wanted to become president are now, you know, patting the current president on the back kind of thing just to go and get favors. Not all of them, thankfully, but you will see that it's going to splinter into three groups, definite groups, definitive groups. And it will hopefully show that they have to get a backbone, that they're not representing the people that they supposedly represent. Okay.
Dr. Cheney, I'd like to speak about a few more things. A lot of people, three people called me to ask me because they knew you were coming on and they heard you before. Some of them did. But would they like to know this? And I do too want to know because we've had predictions that Trump will only be in office maybe another 2 years. But I'd like your thoughts on, will he last 4 years? Yes, no, maybe. And give us a little more thought on that, please.
Okay, there are certain things, and I think, Bobby, you know me. I will give information. Some information, I will not give information. Now, let me explain it to your listeners. And this goes for the readings as well. A lot of people get frustrated with me. But if some people think that I'm irresponsible at giving you certain bits of information way ahead. But this is crucial. Now, look at a bullseye. When somebody is given important information such as this, we spirit and I, that is, are telling you what to do. And that's one thing I do not do in any of the readings or lectures or all the 100 classes. I do not tell you what to do. But when we condition you to believe that something's going to happen, or we give you information that that is going to happen, all you're going to do is to think of that one item. In other words, you develop myopia, tunnel vision, whatever you want to call it, and you're not really making free choices. Do you see that?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes,
okay.
I see it.
So basically what you're doing is you're only concentrating on what somebody says, but you're not making a free choice because you're just saying, oh, okay, that will happen. Or that won't happen. And you're not making that free a choice. And that is one of my rules that I don't want to break. But I will say there's going to be a lot of turmoil. And this May 15th is going to be a crucial point that you're going to see a lot of revelation. I'll tell you that. There's revelations there. And there are other things going on that haven't even been shown yet. About the current presidency and what, you know, they're really planning, what their real agenda is, things like that. So I'm sorry. A lot of people could be annoyed at me, I'm sure. But I hope they'll understand why that is something that will actually come back to bite you if I do tell you. All right?
Right. So you're not really saying too much about the future of Trump at this point.
Not at this point. I'm giving you, a few months to 6 months to a year ahead, not even that really on certain issues, but just to let you know, it's all about, you can't get away certain things by just talking and saying, oh, it is a fact. You can't.
Right.
There has to be accountability, put it that way. Mm-hmm. All right? So just know that the pendulum is swinging so far left that it is going to reveal other things as well.
Well, it makes sense. I'm going to be seeing you and or calling you in a few months to just see how maybe we can get you on again, especially if there's a breakthrough in something major having to do with the Trump and his work, because there's so many people are asking about that. That's a big, strong curiosity factor.
Well, of course. I mean, I don't blame them. That's, it's their lives. This is their country. But you have to be clear. Don't react. This is why I give information, but really, you are, you know, the human beings are incredible beings, but you have to stop reacting and really use it. We've got such a generation, and I'm not talking just baby boomers or even X-gen or whatever, that you have the power to really think through these things and not mobilize, but really know what you need in your life to make sure you're safe. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay. For our listeners, this is Darshini speaking to us here on Let's Create a Better World with lots of predictions. And we'll give her information out again in about 10 minutes as we wind down. But I have two more major things I would like to talk about. But the first one is, people are asking about poverty all over the world. It's getting worse. And what they're saying, we're saying this, and we talk about this on this show, the big money people control. And some of the major countries are actually, there's a big gap in this country and other places where the rich and the poor, the middle class is shrinking. And I'd like your thoughts on what might happen in the near future about any kind of changes, good or bad, as far as people that are in dire poverty, which are around the world, we have a lot of. Any hope can change for that? Go ahead for that, please.
It's really, and yes, the rich are getting richer, and especially with where the government's going now, because here in America, I'm talking about, and in other countries, several countries, I'm afraid, that they are getting rich. If you know how to really work the stocks and the futures and puts, as they call them, too, it's really sad that they will get richer. There are going to be far more, I see, movements, and it's mostly in South America and in the poorer countries, in certain, how can I say, in the villages, like even in India and in Africa. They just got hit with a 6.5, by the way, in earthquake there. But it's just, those are the poorer countries. But you'll see that they are going to rebel. And there are going to be 2 to 3, revolutionary leaders who are going to start really being hoisted up from the bottom and really come and fight for the poor. Because I'm afraid more South America, that they're getting to be, more manipulated by the drug cartels. And that is going to be something that they feel they're getting a bit too arrogant with. And you'll find that it's not about the drugs anymore. There's a difference coming in. Within about 3 to 5 years, you'll see a shift in even the cartels handling money through drugs. So, and I'm talking about the higher drugs, more intense drugs. But basically, it's going to continue, but it's really about, you know, when a seed is planted, and it has to have this incredible energy of growth to push through the soil just to see the light, correct? So, in a way, these are the individuals who, when you think about it, Bobby, a large majority of people have had really sometimes horrific lives, and I read people, so I usually step into them like ghosts in a way, but it's sad to see the horrors that people have had. But when they do, that is the impetus that pushes them through the ground and motivates them to have the life that they lead now. And this is one of the things that you'll see a lot more cottage industries and people coming up in that way. But you'll see that there's a generation of young entrepreneurs who are millionaires, but they're only in their 20s, 25, 30, but they're becoming more socially conscious by even hiring and helping the, I wouldn't say poor, but the people who are destitute, who really are, they're training with tools, and they're giving back in that way. And these are, you know, they should be really applauded, that I see. But that will happen within the next 2-3 years to really you'll see it more in manifest in about 5 to 8 years. But you will see that these socially conscious individuals who are brilliant, and it's all in through tech, by the way, right. IT and tech, it's really that they're the ones who are going to share the wealth in a way, but they don't just give the wealth. They may teach others to do it. And this will happen a lot in Africa, too, where they even go into, and I'm seeing the Gates Foundation, too, doing this far more, where they give you the tools to fish, not just give the fish. So it's really India, all the really so-called, not third world countries, but so-called the depressed areas, and a lot in South America too. But it's really the individuals who come from that background who eventually fought will give it back. Not everyone, unfortunately, but there are a significant load of people, which is encouraging.
Absolutely, and I that brings me to the last question, and we've got a few minutes for that one, if we could. And that is this.
Sure.
I've studied predictions and been around back about 30 plus years ago when I went to the health shows. Half the people in there were readers and psychics and astrologers, et cetera, card readers. And the other half were vitamins and supplements and health. But gradually it became more of a health show per se. But and that's where I met some great psychics way, way back that gave me a lot of information. And I am myself have a lot of intuition and have used it because I've learned from them. And it's a great, great tool. But here's the thing I'm going to say. I've studied the Mayan prophecy because in my blood, I'm Latino, and I have family and friends that were in Mexico and the northern part of Guatemala, which that's where they were back 1,300 years plus ago. They were doing brain surgery. They were studying the stars, astronomy.
Exactly.
They were helping people, and they were great. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, culture there is. But here's my question: the Mayan prophecy and Nostradamus, who we all know as the French philosopher predictor 400 years ago, who made lots of predictions about the world history for a number of years. But both of them predicted this, and I've had other psychics say the same thing, and this is what I feel, but I want your take. They said this, that yes, during the time period that we're in right now, there's going to be a lot of disasters, economy, weather. It's going to look like the country's falling, the world's falling apart. But no, in the near future, it's hard to say because you can't really tell time and when you're predicting, but in the future, it's going to be a better world, a more peaceful world, and people will be getting along better, and we're going to have less war, less trouble. Your take on that, please.
Okay. Well, in the book, again, there are two books, but a Big Bang Boom, which we'll talk another time, but the Epoch Succession, there's a chapter called The Pendulum Effect, and I actually talk about the energy where it's going to the extreme. Now, you can't affect change unless you go to the extreme. And we're in a period of extremities here, I mean extremes. And this is why if you don't go to an extreme, you won't see what you've lost, right? And yes, you are correct. We are going through an extreme pendulum effect where we are finding, even though it's so-called, how can I say, we have our freedom, but is it really freedom? So people are going to start, you have to start questioning your not only individuality, but who you are and what you want. And this is why it got so extreme, where in this area of uncertainty, and as I said, there's going to be far more nines, earthquake, you know, higher nines, a 9.5 or 6, not this year, but I will tell you there is going to be a more devastating one and more coming. So it's a real change of energy throughout the world. And this is why the Mayans have said that. It's so important that they know that it's part of the evolution. And we are in a massive evolution. That is why people have to realize, don't stop really fearing it, not exactly embrace fear, but we will be experiencing far more disasters. But it's sad, but you also have to know this is part of the change. Not that you can just sit back and just, you know, do nothing, but you have to, it really, can I say this? It has to stir the pot and poke the bear or whatever you want to call it. That's what we're doing. They're trying to show that you better wake up and not be so, lackadaisical or just too placid with things. We've got to be too. We have become a nation of just, oh, it's okay, it'll be okay. Not just a movement and thinking independently. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes. Very much sense.
So, yes,
Dr. Kinney, we got to finish up here. If you want, go ahead, one more minute of just your last minute thoughts, because I've got to move on to something else. Go right ahead.
Sure. Okay. Well, I just want people to know that you have the power for yourself, your intuition, and just use it. I mean, you'll get guided to the right people, and just trust that. Really start thinking about what you want in your future, who you want in your future around you. And that's important, too, because, you know, your energy doesn't just stop at your body. It goes into such, it meets other energies. So be aware of what you're saying, doing, not to be paranoid, but just be a bit more aware of who you're with, if that makes sense.
That's great advice. I love it. I think that's great. Okay, listen, thank you so much, Darshini. I will be in touch with you and see if we have more breakthrough predictions coming up or earthquakes and anything else, and Trump especially. People are asking me all about Trump, but thank you. You've been wonderful. Again, as usual. Oh, go ahead and give out your contact information one last time.
Oh, yes. All right. So if they can go to my website, darshini-inspirit.com, or email me at darshini_inspirit@yahoo.com, or of course YouTube, just with Darshini in Spirit. So, and everything's
great.
There. Okay.
Thank you so much
again, Bobby.
All right, you're wonderful. Keep up the great work.
All right. Blessings.
All right. Blessings to you and love. Thanks. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. She is great. I mean, believe me, she's accurate. In 2 weeks, if I put my notes correct together here, I'm going to repeat some of the major predictions she's made, and we may even have another forecast to come on in about 4, 5, 6 weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. Some of you think this is crazy, and it's not, how can one person do this? She's accurate. She's right. She's so good at this, and I have a history of being around people that can tell us what's going to happen in the future, and they're not card readers or nuts or psychics or crazy people. Yes, they are a little bit of psychic, but they're just futurists, I call them. All right, that was Darshini. And our first guest earlier, if you missed it, was Alejandra Campoverde. She is a rising star in her 30s that picked up the family was so poor, and she's running for Congress in the 34th District of the United States. She worked for Obama for 4 years, went to Harvard, USC, even though the family had no money, and her mother and grandmother both have had major problems with breast cancer. And I am going to give her a book by Gary Null about what she can do about the breast cancer. I'll be seeing her, and I'm in touch with some great people. And I like what Darshini said at the end, by the way, how use your intuition, listen to your gut, be around better people, be around energy. Your energy matched with other people, good energy, that's one of the solutions for the world. And that is really, really good advice. All right, the next few weeks, let me wrap up here before the music comes on in 2 minutes or so. I want to make sure that we let you know that next week, April the 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Dr. Joyce Johnson with some other doctors have put together a blood chemistry test that can predict your future health, diseases that may be coming up, et cetera. And with that information, you can learn to offset it and to change your lifestyle and have a higher, longer way of a quality life. And this show is all about helping you, teaching you, and giving the greatest doctors to talk about the best health that you can have. And then the next few weeks after that, the stem cells, we're going to have a great female that has got great, great new breakthrough information about stem cells and how they can help all of us to live happier, longer, healthy, et cetera. Then we're going to talk about mushrooms, something that a lot of people don't know how powerful they are. We have a great guest, one of the, I would say, if not the best, one of the absolute best experts on mushrooms. He'll be on this show. I strive to get the best of the best of the best on this show. That's what we're all about. And I work hard at this to get you a great show, so keep listening to our show. Okay, here are a couple numbers. the number to call to hear my archives. And some of these shows are a little behind now, but they're catching up. Online archives are still a little more behind, but they'll be catching up too. But you can call this number and hear some of the more recent shows came on in December, January, maybe February. We're a little behind, as I said, but we're catching up. And that would be the number to call to hear the archives on this show, Let's Create a Better World. The number is 701-719-0994. All right, let's make some thank yous and get on with the music and finish up the show. I want to congratulate our new engineer, Kelsey. We're doing a good job. And, of course, the man running PRN is Jesse. He's great, and he came out with new information that with Gary Null's show that this station is number one in the world, and Gary's show is number one in the world. And I'm really proud. We're talking about all radio shows and all radio stations. So I'm proud to be a part of that. The station's growing more and more and more. So thank you to Jesse, the PRN director, to our engineer, Kelsey. Thank you to our LA crew of producers and associate producers with Craig, Stewart, and Lydia. Thank you to our guest today, Alejandra, let me pronounce her last name, Campo Verde, running for 34th Congress, and she'll be on again after she makes the runoff and to talk about more and more in depth. We got cut off. She had a group of people. We were going to talk 10 or 15 minutes. We only had 4 or 5 minutes because the taping of this show came on a little bit behind. But we'll have her on again. And then I want to thank Darshini with her predictions. We'll be on two weeks. I'll repeat some of her predictions on this show. So thank you for that. Thank you, the listeners, for tuning in and listening to this show. And now we're going to go out with our theme song, Let's Create a Better World. Thank you all. We'll talk to you a week from today, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday. Thank you.